three of us did on Monday night?
Sure.
That was pretty cool.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I don't see why there's any reason why we wouldn't be.
We went to go see Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, the preview Mad Max.
I was supposed to come, but I was busy at my cottage preparing for the film.
There you go.
And Kyle was like, I'm going to go to Mad Max.
Once again, because I'm better with people, I was networking.
Right.
But it's actually awesome when you're like, you know what? I couldn't go to the film because I was making my own film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, legitimately.
Boom.
I couldn't go to the film and see Frank Miller introduce his film.
George Miller.
I was going to say, when did Frank Miller?
But it was really neat that he was there.
It was very cool that he was there. He didn't say much.
No, he didn't.
Which I was like, you know, to a certain degree, I was like, you know, I totally agree. It's like, when you make a movie, you don't want to talk about it. You just want people to see it.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. But it was still like, at least
he also doesn't strike me as the type of guy who's going to go on and on and on about his
Which is interesting because he was on cue today with Shad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a really good interview. He was
really?
Very chatty and and talked about Mad Max, talked about Happy Feet, Babe.
Yeah.
You know,
I kind of expected like that. I was okay with it, I will say, because what he did do was say, like, we finished 12 days ago.
Yeah.
I was like,
mm-hmm.
I would not be standing up if we had
finished
Mad Max 12 days ago and it was now being premiered for the first time. Like, I would be on oxygen in a chair somewhere.
Yeah, especially that particular film.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, it was old school Mad Max. Like, everything was done for real. There wasn't, like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, besides, like, the vis effects of the backgrounds and stuff, everything was...
Like all the stunts and everything, there was no like.
And my very obviously present gearhead side, really, really loved the fact that like all of those cars were built, like they made all of that shit,
yeah,
and that's
amazing.
Like that's the, oh that's.
Yeah,
the
but I mean,
thing
I think
like
I think if you were gonna do a Mad Max, like it's one of those things is like if you were gonna do a Mad Max reboot, I guess, which is essentially what it is because they're talking
kind
about,
of yeah
you know, it's a continuation, like chronologically, it's sort of. I think he said it kind of happens between the first and second one.
Yeah. I think that's what he said.
But it doesn't really matter, you know?
No, I mean,
I told
my friend Matt who came with us, I was like, he had never seen any of the series. And I was like, look, you don't, as far as I know, you don't have to you could just enjoy this film.
Mm-hmm.
And having not watched them recently myself,
I haven't seen them for years. I really wanted to see them again before I saw it, but ultimately it was like whatever. You know, but like it really was what you wanted a reboot of Mad Max to be, like old school, stripped down, like really minimal. You know, you get it. Those are the bad guys.
Here's the conflict.
He's plonked into the middle, boom, go.
Yeah. And he has like six lines of dialogue throughout the entire film.
Yeah.
And it's great. And one of them is just grunts.
Yeah. he pretty much grunts for like the first 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You don't even see his face until like, you know. Because
car comes up.
He's got he appears and he's got long hair and a beard, so you don't really see his face.
Yeah.
And then he gets his head, beard and head shaved, but they put this like muzzle around his face. Rather ironically, it looks a bit like Bane.
Spoiler alert. You gotta start doing that.
Whatever.
Especially because...
Especially because it hasn't actually come out in the theater yet.
There's actually a person in the room who hasn't seen any of it.
Yeah, but I was
spoiler alert.
Attempting to alienate... We haven't given away any details about it that you couldn't find out from the trailer. Like,
yeah.
That's true.
That's all we've... Just watch the fucking
and
trailer.
I mean, I think even, like... I don't know if Mad Max is really... Yeah, maybe it is. But is it really susceptible to spoilers?
Not really, because
like,
you're not watching it for, like, plot twists.
Yeah.
You're watching
it
for the action.
Yeah.
And the cars.
It was
nonstop. The cars. And, and ultimately... I mean, for me, it was ultimately... Do you believe that... Tom Hardy is the same character that Mel Gibson played. Like that was the make or break for me. And the second you see him, you're like, yeah, it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
You know. So.
I also just, I just like Tom Hardy in general, and I think that was, I think it was cool to see him do that. And it was, it's beautifully shot as well. I remember seeing photos of like the of camera guys like wired in off of some of the cars that they were shooting.
There's actually
they
really
shot that stuff like.
There's a really cool video just popped up on YouTube.
Doing the stunts.
I have
to watch that.
And it's really cool. And it's like not like, you know, it's just B-roll background of them doing
like
the shit.
BTS
like,
stuff.
Yeah,
but like not like staged BTS.
Not staged and not like interviewed or anything. Just like this is what we did kind of thing.
Yeah, there's that. This is maybe completely useless, but Danny and I eventually have a dream of doing like a really, really high octane like action car film, like, and it's not going to happen for a while because it would cost
Furious like 12.
No. It's a different story.
You just broke Cheryl's heart.
A different franchise.
No, it's okay. I'm okay with Justin Lin being on the franchise.
I love Cars.
Well, Justin Lin has moved on.
I know, but he might come back.
I have a huge.
If Star Trek runs.
Let's not get into that conversation right now.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a phenomenal love for Cars, and I think it's hard to describe to anyone who doesn't have the understanding immediately, just innately, but like you do fall in love with your car, and even if it's like a complete piece of crap. Like I drive a Nissan and I love that car.
What's its name?
Her name is Beverly.
Is Miles.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great name for a car. Mm-hmm. I've had three. I've had Dixie, Annabelle, and Beverly, mm-hmm. And they've all been terrible cars. Like if you actually break it down, they're the worst cars. This car that I drive now, the Nissan, is probably the best functioning vehicle I've had since I've had any cars. You fall for them because they're there for you. They're cars. They take you from one place to another. But for me, it's more than that. And for a lot of other people, it's far more than that. It's about the relationship between what happens in the car and the car itself. So getting from one place to another, yeah, that's one thing, but it's moments in that series of events. It's like listening to music with your friends. It's how you feel. It's like, I don't know, maybe you have a conversation with someone and it's a very important conversation.
When you get to this part in the podcast, if you do any editing, can you put Queen's "I'm in love with my car"?
Yeah.
Have that behind that speech he was just saying. Just have it ramp up in volume over the course of it. As he gets really, really heady and
But that's what
I've
always wanted to do that, and I've always wanted to shoot it like Mad Max style, like Grindhouse style, like put the camera on the hood and just shoot the fucking thing, and that's what I want to do, and that obviously requires a lot of money, and so that's a ways down.
But well, you could probably do a pretty, more money than you have now, but still not a lot.
Well, because we also want to
It's a dream film.
It's a dream film. It's something that we're working on as we'd like to do that one day. But I would, Cars are fantastic. And that's why I was so psyched to see Mad Max, because I was like, that's the closest thing to what I want to do out right now.
I mean, I had a real passion for Mad Max when I first saw it, because I really loved like post-apocalyptic, dystopian kind of things, and I got very into like science fiction-y post-apocalypse stuff that was made at that time,
right?
Late 70s, early 80s, like was when all the best type of that stuff was made, as far as I'm concerned. And Mad Max it was interesting because you're watching the new one and you're like, oh my god, you know what, it's really, really good and I'm enjoying it and that's all, but it looks so like cliche and I've seen this song, and then you think, holy fuck, Mad Max actually
started like the
you know what I mean? So
it doesn't work that way, because Max.
You just sort of realize it's like, actually, no, Mad Max started all the, built up, and then you think...
If anyone has the right to do it that way,
it's... But even like then, as you're watching it, you're like, George Miller has actually been sensitive to that and created a new... style within that style, so he's not repeating himself, which is the way the villain sort of soups himself up in this one is really like freaky but cool and interesting, and I was exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Film to be.
I will say I went into it with high expectations, and those expectations were met.
Only thing I was worrying about is would it be more like Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's going to be all Hollywoody, and then it's like, no, everything he's been saying is that it's like pulled down to the bone, and it's back to being, and it was, and it was just like, yes, So
just cars are so cool. Man. I don't know. My dad's always been that way too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think thumbs up for Fury Road for me.
I enjoyed it. It was a good ride.
You liked it?
Yeah.
You didn't like it as much as I did.
No,
I don't think.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't as deep in you as.
I'm gonna say, having not seen it, I'm gonna give it 3 out of 4 stars. Having not seen the film, and 1.5
films. Really, it was just a great... This whole conversation was a great way to get you to shut the fuck up.
About anything! Yeah. That's great. Well,
we should probably wrap this up.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
So I think that's a full lid.
Yeah, that's a full lid.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bing!